I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 18th. A special city council meeting will be held Monday night in Quincy to change three polling locations for the upcoming city election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says voters in Ward 4, Precincts 2 and 3, will vote in the lower level instead of the upper level of the Quincy Lodge of Elks on Quarry Street. And voters in Ward 6, Precinct 5, will cast ballots at the Nickerson American Legion post instead of the Squantum School because of the Squantum School construction project. Those changes will be in effect for both the preliminary election on September 2nd and the final election on November 4th. The City Council will meet Monday at 6:30 on Zoom to vote on those changes. Only Councilor at Large Noel DeBona is unable to attend Monday night's meeting. A Quincy City beach is closed to swimming due to high bacteria levels in the water. However, all of Wollaston Beach has been reopened to swimming. Results of the latest water tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of pollution in the water at Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown. Tests taken at four locations along Wollaston Beach indicate the water is safe for swimming. All the beaches were off limits to swimmers for several days after last week's heavy rainfall. The beach water is tested weekly by the state and the city from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Two women are facing charges after two dogs were found dead in a hot car in Bridgewater on Wednesday afternoon. Bridgewater police were called to a condo on Heather Lane on Wednesday after 911 calls reported that two women were screaming and crying outside. When the officers arrived, police said they saw two poodle mix dogs lying dead on the ground near the building. A later investigation revealed that the women, one 59 years old and the other 32, both from Bridgewater, had left the dogs in a car for over 90 minutes. Police said the windows of the car were closed. No air conditioning was running while the dogs were in the car. According to Bridgewater fire officials, the temperature in the vehicle was at least 130 degrees. Investigation also reported that the dogs were living in unsanitary conditions inside the home. Bridgewater Animal Control took custody of the dogs, which were later transported to an animal medical center for a necropsy. Both women will be issued a summons for arraignment in Brockton District Court at a later date. A firefighter has developed a new tool to help combat the increasing number of electric vehicle fires, offering a safer and more efficient method for fire departments. Hingham firefighter Ryan Toomley invented a device that could significantly improve efforts to extinguish these fires. Toomley's invention is a 40-inch metal pipe with hose attachments on each end and slits cut down one side, designed to function like a super-powered lawn sprinkler. Firefighters can slide it underneath a burning electric car to cool down the battery, eliminating the need to tip the vehicle on its side. Toomley's device is now equipped on all of Hingham's fire engines and is being utilized by more than a dozen other fire departments. Waltham firefighters recently employed the tool to help extinguish an electric Jeep fire. The New England Aquarium yesterday returned six sea turtles to the Atlantic Ocean following months of rehabilitation for hypothermia-related medical conditions. It was the third beach release of the season for the aquarium. Aquarium staff, interns, and volunteers lined West Dennis Beach as the four Kemp's Ridley and two loggerhead sea turtles entered Nantucket Sound yesterday morning. The turtles spent the past 7 months undergoing treatment at the Aquarium Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard for a variety of life-threatening medical conditions after being cold stunned and stranded on the shores of Cape Cod last fall and into the winter. From November through January, staff and volunteers with Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary walked the Cape Cod beaches searching for hypothermic turtles to rescue and transport to the aquarium hospital. The aquarium treated 518 live sea turtles this past cold, stunning season. And there are currently 12 remaining in the aquarium hospital, with the hopes of releasing them off the Cape later this summer. The median price of a single-family home in Greater Boston has now surpassed $1 million for the first time in history. According to new data released by the Greater Boston Association of Realtors, the milestone in the most recent data released yesterday from sales in June comes as home prices have hovered just shy of the $1 million mark since April. Well, this has led some buyers to believe they may see some relief on prices. The data and buying behavior continues to defy that notion, according to the agency. The median house price reached $1,003,000. Prices were up 2.4% from the previous month and 4.5% from this time last year. The Greater Boston area's condo market remained much steadier in the month of June and hit no similar milestones. The median price for condos reached $725,000. Prices were down 3.3% from both the previous month and this time last year. Condo prices have roughly remained around the $700,000 mark since 2022. Calling it a $100 million issue, top legislative Democrats in Massachusetts say that they're discussing the impacts of a work stoppage by attorneys who represent indigent offended defendants, but have yet to reach any consensus on private attorney pay. Hundreds of so-called bar advocates stopped taking new court-appointed cases in late May to protest their pay rates, which they say are far lower than those in neighboring states. The private attorneys represent defendants across Massachusetts who would otherwise be unable to afford legal representation. They handle about 80% of the overall public defense caseload in Massachusetts. Some courts have been forced to release unrepresented defendants as a result of the work stoppage. In mid-June, the Committee for Public Counsel Services filed an emergency petition that said there were over 850 defendants without counsel in Suffolk and Middlesex counties, calling on the Supreme Court to release them. The petition was meant to trigger the LaValle Protocol, which was a 2004 Supreme Court rule that requires the state to release pretrial defendants who have not been assigned a lawyer within 7 days of being detained. The Public Defender Agency also petitioned the Supreme Court to temporarily raise attorneys' hourly rates. Asked on Wednesday if there's any possibility of additional funding for bar advocates to get them to begin taking cases again, Governor Healey called the situation very concerning. Neither legislative budget writers nor Healey have dictated a specific figure that they think the attorney should be paid. Healey said she would, quote, do everything she can to get the bar advocates back to work. Well, the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events tonight feature divas with a twist from 6 to 8 p.m. Five female vocalists backed by Grammy-nominated musicians will be playing pop, classics, Motown, and more for free. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The 6th Annual Veterans Expo will be held on Saturday from 10 to 2 at Pageant Field in Quincy. The event will include information about housing, jobs, and Parkinson's disease. There will also be live music, free food, and health screenings sponsored by VA Boston Healthcare. The event is open to veterans, first responders, and their families. You can visit veteransvoicenetwork.org for more information. The Quincy Police Department will hold a bicycle rodeo for kids Saturday from 10 to 2 in the rear parking lot of Quincy High School. A children's bicycle safety course, obstacle course, and child car seat checks and installations will also be part of that free event. Bomba by the Beach, presented by Bomba and Tilianas, will take place at the Tot Lot on Wollaston Beach Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Program features Bomba dancers, singers, and percussionists. It is free and open to all. Quincy Public Schools Summer Food Service Program provides free lunches to students 18 and younger Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunches are available at the Parker Elementary School Cafeteria, the Southwest Middle School, the Snug Harbor School, the Montclair Elementary School Gym, and the Ward 2 Community Center. There are no income or registration requirements, and the program runs through August 22nd. Quincy Asian Resources is hosting community table tennis Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at Quincy High School. That program will run through August 14th. A check of business news, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 229 points, the NASDAQ's up 155, and the S&P added 33. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar was up. The euro was also higher, and oil trading at $66 a barrel. And sports, Red Sox are back in action after the All-Star break in Chicago against the Cubs at 2:20 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for a mostly sunny day today, the high of 85 degrees. Tonight, some clouds and a low of 70. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 86. Sunday, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms with a high of 86 and then sunny, the high of 79 on Monday. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, northwest winds at 15, gusting to 20 knots, turning northeasterly later today. High tide 6:07 p.m. Sunrise 5:23, sets at 8:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 18th.